guides to Topondruf, El Pandru Kuperna, divine guidance, Ifo Sondrufu, Aloquis Fernvan, Darwan, Yufu Pandrusu.
Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now. Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia on Transformational Talk Radio. We have a lot of things brewing in the world today. And, spirit allows things to come forward in their timing. Sometimes I really believe that my spiritual teachers don't know what time is. Because I was introduced to this beautiful lady, my guest, about 2.5 years ago. And I thought, wow, I really love the energy that this lady portrays for Mother Earth and for all living beings. And I really would like to sit and have a chat with her. And our paths have crossed over the last couple of years, where we've been on a couple different platforms together and we've said hello together. But Spirit brought forward the opportunity for her to come and be a guest with us today. And I would like to introduce to you one of the most beautiful, humble, benevolent women on the planet that does so much for Mother Earth, especially. Her name is Yukiya. Yukiya, would you like to tell our guests a little bit about yourself, please?
Welcome, everyone. It's beautiful to be here and to share this sacred space. I am an everlasting student of the Earth, and I love this planet. Yet I am a very multidimensional soul in this body, like everyone else, with access and remembering of that in terms of its embodiment. So it is a state of being that requires the descension into the physical structure of reality of the vessel itself, where all the highest versions of yourselves, all the highest frequencies, all the remembering of the divine spark of the soul has been collected through the years as I walked the earth for 15 years to more than 15 years to different countries and actually learned about the cultures, exchanged healing practices, collected aspects of myself, worked with my inner shadows and to release and erase the patterns, to clear the space for the collection of those versions that in different dimensional spaces, different planets, within the earth, within the elemental kingdom, which we all do. It is not selective to me. Whilst working with Mother Earth itself in sacred sites around the world, so I've been in many, many countries, and my walk basically was completed in terms of planetary soul work. Mm-hmm. With the grids of light, with with the doorways and the ley lines and exchanging the wisdom with the indigenous tribes and collecting the parts of myself about 2 years ago, basically. And that's when I then settled, you know, back in a fixed place. You know, I always say a fixed place because it's not really fixed all the time, which is here in Portugal. And I am in between two countries. I spent 5 months in one, and in Peru, I spent the other part of the time.
Well, that's a lot of information. Let's just break a little bit of it down. When you say that 2 years ago you collected and you came to that space, it's amazing to me because there are so many different words, but yet the vibration, the truth, and the energy and the divinity of those words are all the same. So I acknowledge that to me, and my knowing is that it's an achievement. And when you have that achievement, you've mastered that purpose that you came for, and then it turns over to a different frequency to go out and to encompass. So would it be clear to say that you're working with a lot of masters at this time?
The masters, it's a perspective that the way I see it, you know, in my perspective, all the masters that have been guiding me through this process, and including masters off planet and in planet that were accompanying me in the invisible world, all those aspects and facets of those masters, they've been integrated within the self,
yes,
which is the unification with the self. So they all the space, I call it my team, you know, they all the space within which I transmit. Right. And they have, you know, it's like this innate guidance that that is transmitted. It's no longer separate from itself. Like
it's part
of
the whole.
Part of the wholeness of where I am at the moment. Right. Yes.
Yeah. My slogan for the show is focusing on solutions for the whole being. So it's a different type of language. The conscious memory that we obtain when we do our inner work, when we work on not just the years that we walk on the planet now, perhaps, but the years we walked on the planet before, or even other planets before, it all comes with us. And there's certain purposes that allow most of that to come through. It's been my knowing in this lifetime upon this planet that all this is a big one. This is a time when all conscious memory, all persecution can be lifted, all lack of taking that responsibility in past lifetimes can be released. It's a chapter in the living library, which I call Earth, the living library of love, divine love. It's a chapter where we can bring all of that together in this lifetime. I'm wondering why we're doing that. Any ideas?
Well, one of the reasons that this is the time, this is the divine time. I call it divine time. It's the Mother Earth is now ready for that to happen also, you know. So Mother Earth has collected her starlight, ascended parts of the self, you know, through the different transitions that it's taken, just like we did. So we've been mirroring the movement of the Earth. And she's now ready in terms of an ascended frequency for us to match that frequency and for us to raise the bar, you know, so that we absorb that elevated awareness and we are able to actually stay in that space of high vibration, that mm-hmm. you know, of higher version of ourselves. So it's a special time, definitely.
It's a most benevolent, powerful as in heart, powerful as in truth, powerful as in divine law, divine love. All of that it's here for us as well. Because if you're doing your work where you are and I'm doing my work where I am, we don't have to be physically together anymore. When those frequencies come in and when that new cellular light comes into the earth, it comes into all of the earth. So we all are able to tap into what we all are doing individually. Is that not right?
That is right, because we are all interconnected, and there's been so many pods and groups and soul groups, individuals, pioneers of lights, way showers, great gatekeepers, guardians, you know, you name it, you know, doing the work for so many years, you know, for eons, in fact, in different transitions. Yeah. And we are coming, we've come to a completion where we are now ready to actually absorb. I use the word accrete the light, okay. And anchor and ground it, root it within the great grandmother trees of the earth, you know, in the roots of the trees of the earth. And in our own vessel, in our own body. So it's very, very encouraging.
Sorry, we're supposed to take a break, but I'm enjoying this conversation. So I think we're going to skip the first break. And I would like to ask you, if you may, what is, everyone has special divine tools. That, you know, you many times your tools, you're consciously aware of them, but you're not consciously aware of what they are. And it can only make sense to somebody who, yeah, like, you know it, but you don't know what they are and you don't know how to use them. Can I ask you, Yukiya, beautiful lady, what is the most divine tool that you've been given to use and access on this in form at this time?
The most divine one is the alchemy, is the power of the alchemy of the voice, of the sound. It's sound and visionary tools, you know, translated into light codes, you know. So it's a combination of sound, of light codes, which are translated in these incredible drawings that are activated by sound. So the core is the sound, you know, is the alchemy of the voice of the essence of the being, that and the gift, the tool that activates everything is as a catalyst is the sound. Then the rest of the tools, which is the light code, digital translations of what the energy looks like, what the energy is doing in the planet, what the energy is doing within the vessel or in somebody else's vessel, is then translated to these beautiful codes that come in, or a soul mapping, mm-hmm. or a soul cartography of the journey of the soul and its moments and what it's needed for this present moment. So that's the most divine, you know, the core. Okay. Of the tools that I have, because everything else in terms of the facilitation work, the empowerment work of being a facilitator for a long time and bringing in the teachings of off planet and within the planet, and the ones within the inner space, you know, as you travel through your inner shadows and your inner patterns, they've all come through as a result of those activations of that, those sound activations, those visuals. It's like a library opens up, and it's a screen on a TV. So there's many windows. And so the sound is catalyzes the opening of the windows. And when the windows open, everything is seen. And then it cascades through the vessel, and it's translated in a digital art or a design, let's call it. A design, an architecture. Mm-hmm. And then the information comes through. And then the healing comes through, and the practices come through. But the catalyst is the sound alchemy, you know, that that is ignited.
The sound ignites the codes that you receive or others receive.
Yes.
And what type of sound do you use to ignite that and to activate that, if I may ask?
It comes from my voice, so it's been awakened, you know, when I was a young girl, I couldn't sing at all. I wanted to sing, but I just didn't have a voice. But when my full awakening took place in 2002, you know, the gift of the voice came in.
Wow.
And the gift of the sounds came in, mm-hmm. and the gift of the languages came in, because there's many, many languages spoken, you know, which we call the light language, mm-hmm. The language of the heart within the family unit, you know, through my grandparents and generations back, we were gifted with also the speaking in tongues. So it's not just inherit in the soul, but there's a lineage of it that mm-hmm. came through. But it was only awakened in 2002. That's when those gifts all came in.
And how did that awakening take place for you?
It was a changeover. Which is called a change of vibration. All right. So a walk in, mm-hmm. let's say, the soul that was occupying the vessel, all right, at the time, was ready, who had made an agreement to receive at the particular time of unlocking, all right, certain skill sets and certain gifts, all right, to relay to humanity and to fulfill as healing tools and as teachings of the wisdom and the knowledge of that innate knowingness that's in the field, in the unified field. So a higher version of the soul,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two higher versions came mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. through a illness. You know, there was a change in the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get that. It said, and I've actually physically and medically died several times, and I'm aware that each time that did take place, that in a higher version of my being or a higher something else that needed to be shifted in my being to
yes.
move out as a frequency, even if a couple of them I was not conscious of until later, but they were yeah. actually still here doing what they were meant to do. So that allowed me to have compassion for people who are absolutely present on this planet, but are not consciously aware of their gifts. They yeah. are still providing that frequency. They are still doing it, whether they're conscious or not. And there's certain times when we're meant to work out, like wake up in different aspects of our life, like 2002, and looking at your work and looking at you as a celestial being, because I'm able to see the frequencies yeah. in the soul of you, I would if I wasn't trained in the way I was, I would look and say that you have been wide open when you were born. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And those judgments of higher and lower self, when people open up to their true conscious awareness and purpose, there's so many distractions, divisions, and diversions with the labeling of it and the expectations, oh, you're supposed to be awake when you're 16, or you're supposed to be. No, it's your own personal journey with your higher being, with creator, whoever you want to, Allah, the Christ, whatever you connect with. That's your personal journey, and it should not be derived or dictated of yes, no, that's right or wrong. Do you agree?
Yes, perfectly. Because, you know, you are absolutely right. I was born, you know, awakened, you know, mm-hmm. when I was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And then I shut down, you know, for until the age, more or less, until 27. Mm-hmm. Due to, you know, basically it was designed so that I could experience, you mm-hmm. know, life in yeah. duality and polarity and learn what was going on in this planet, because it's mm-hmm. just the second time that the soul has been here. So the soul wow. that was in the body before the other versions came in was actually the first time. It was a Pleiadian soul. And then the other versions came in with higher frequencies at the particular time of unlocking, which was the 2002. And that was the time that the work started, you know, because there was a point of no return. And yeah. that's what I came to do. Mm-hmm. So I either did that or mm-hmm. my body would leave, you
yes,
know.
Exactly.
That was as simple as that.
You know,
it was a death and a rebirth, you know, a big one.
We could do a whole show just on this topic, couldn't we?
Yes.
I'll be back again, because it's not very often that you have somebody so open to communicate without any labels, variations, or what I call braces of safety in spirituality or yeah. spiritual glamorization of what things are supposed to be. It's really nice to have a conversation with somebody so open. Yeah. It's a treat. What I might do is in the next minute, I'll ask you to tell me a little bit more about your beautiful artwork and how it triggers people. And we'll take a short break. And when we come back, maybe we can get into the artwork a little bit more. And not only with how it works with the people, but how it works with the earth and the different dimensional planes, because yeah. it's all connected. So I don't know. I guess, Olivia, if you're ready, we will take a nice short break and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. how to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Welcome back, everybody. My apologies. I can speak with this lady forever and ever and ever. And we kind of got a little bit off track, but hopefully that was information that will trigger and work with you and your day. So, Yukia, I'm so excited. I'm like a kid in a candy store because there's so much I'd love to talk about. And I definitely will invite you back again. Maybe we can do this again. And so I'm going to hand it over to you to share, as my beautiful guest, your work, your light codes, and how they affect people, the planet, and other dimensions. So thank you.
So the light code work is, it's activated, like I said, with a sound. You know, it's activated. So it's a catalyzing key. So there is a catalyzing key, which is the sound orchestra. Sometimes it's an angelic orchestra. So the source of the sound is angelic. Sometimes it's interplanetary, different planets. And sometimes it's within the Earth itself, from the elemental kingdom. And when that happens, what happens is that there is a current that is exploded from your heart. So it's inside the heart and it explodes out. All right. And when that happens, then the energy moves into the basically down your arm, and you start drawing. Sometimes that doesn't even happen. It's a silent transmission, all right, that comes from Mother Earth, for example, or from the unicorns or whatever it is that the transmission comes. And then the energy moves and the light code is then drawn. It's drawn by hand. And, there is different types of codes, which... For different purposes, you can say. Mm-hmm. So initially the first run of codes when I started doing this work were codes that were coming from the planet, from the planetary soul of Gaia, and from the different planets, in order to repair, to restore, to align, and to harmonize, okay, and to heal. A lot of the past, the transitions that the Earth has taken place, the different transitions that has taken place since before Lemuria, the time of Lemuria, since, you know, polarity has been introduced and separateness, let's call it. Mm. So within the Earth, the repair, and within the physical structure of the soul that is going through that. Right. In that case, it was through me. So the first codes were codes to repair, and it works at DNA level.
If I may interject, some of the work that my husband and I did was, we were made aware that there was a huge part of Earth's soul that was asleep. That was put to sleep, actually, when the grid was shut down. And so your process and our process, that's exactly how we started as well, was working with the connecting of Earth and her planetary family and the dimension that were closed off needed to be opened, and some portals need to be moved down and other portals need to be open. That's amazing. That's great.
Yes. I love it. So that the first initial work was twofold. It was internal, you know, within the soul itself, and it was within the planetary soul of Gaia, which then gave me the direction and the guidance to travel to different parts of the world to go and do what was required, either to open, close, preserve portals, open stargates, mend and repair grids, waters of the oceans, and work with the mountain spirits and work with the umbilical cord of the planet itself to return it to balance, to return it to harmony, preserve the original blueprint of the sites that had been already manipulated, you know. So there was a need to go and preserve that original blueprint while the other one was already there. So for a time of unlocking, which is now upon us, you know, it has been upon us, you know, a few years already ago when the unlocking took place. So this was done in an harmonic fashion with the earth and within myself in my own journey of clearing, compression, you know, erasing, deleting, healing, and with those that I that crossed my path.
Yes.
And with those that crossed my path. So it was like an harmonic convergence of this. So there was an harmonic resonance that was created in the particular country where all these people, like a magnetic generator, were attracted to the energy that those were the ones that were part of this project.
They were brought forward to do their part.
They came forward and everything was easy. There was no difficulties in actually doing what was required, you know.
You're lucky.
That was the first part, you know, the first part. And of course, then the upgrades, you know, then there was a lot of new upgrades that started coming in, which was second stage, was in the country, for example, would be the first the repair and what needed to be done, and then the upgrading of a grid or a full construction and design of a new grid to be placed for a time of unlocking, which was not that time. It was just placed in what I call the intranet, which is the cloud, in a multidimensional space. For the unlocking at the right time
in preparation. So we're definitely not just talking about the physical rocks and stones of Earth. We're talking about all the etheric bodies in her totality, the different levels.
Different levels, yes.
And with that, so many people that probably came forward were all at different levels. Not everybody came with, I'm here for the blue spot on the red planet over on the green side. Everybody came for their own purpose and intent, their own connection, their own consciousness, their own receiving, and their own releasing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So
there were, it was multifaceted. There were those that were the grounders and the holders of energy, and only that. Mm-hmm. And there were those that were rooting the energy and earthing the energy, which was mainly the indigenous tribes that worked with me very closely to actually ground the energy into the earth and through ritual and ceremony. Mm-hmm. And there were those that, like me, had the same mission had the same clarion call and presented themselves there unconsciously. Most of them, and some conscious also. Yeah. And there were those that were off planet, so which I call the shining ones, you know, from different planets that were part of the team that was working with me.
So we're living on this planet, we're doing work, and you know what, Yuki, if I was to be quite honest, I never know what I'm doing. I just know that I'm doing what I'm doing because I know that I need to do this, and I trust spirit enough that spirit trusts me, and that's a really nice balance to be at. It took a while, but it's there, and it's good. With that, it's difficult to be on this planet, for me, there are certain things that really cut against my grain. And I have to struggle with that. Not that it's impossible, but it's ever present in my soul and in my energy and in my truth of who I am. And just knowing in the peripheral that it's there and that I live in amongst it, it's unbearable some days. What, if we were to ask you, what would be the pinpoint experience on this planet for you that stimulates that within your being?
So it's an unwavering trust in the divine, and it, within the envelope, the love envelope, the love for self, and this unwavering faith, that's what I can call it, the faith that this was the divine choice that the soul made. So this is the energy that always guided the path that I walked. It still guides me today the same way. There isn't a doubt, but there is loneliness. There is loneliness in the journey.
Yeah.
There were moments of feeling completely, the separation within myself was being healed through all the different patterns and collective shadow that was surfacing, but there was always a feeling of loneliness and isolation in the path that I took, because there were very few that were a matching frequency in that path, and it became overwhelming, and there was a sadness that sometimes would set in for many, many years, and to find the joy all the time, it was the only way to find the joy was always through the energy of giving and of expressing gratitude every single day for where I was and what I, and the path that was chosen in the macro vision of for the planet and for humanity, and this divine trust that this was just perfect as it was, and that all the rest was just the human condition. It was the human and the ego feeling that way, so being the observer, being the witness that was taking place, and that this was dissolving itself, that it had to be dissolved, the fragmentation that was incurring within or felt within would be observed and witnessed and dissolved within the heart through the energy of love and of divine. It's like a divine guidance, a divine guidance that there was nothing else. This was my, that was the most important priority, and that dissolved everything into source and balanced and harmonized it, returned it to equilibrium. Sometimes not quick, but it became very, the more it was practiced, the more experienced and expressed, the easier it became to witness very quickly that this was not in alignment with the harmonic, of the energy of the one seed, the one seed that volunteered to come and do this. And that with all its parts that we're concurrently working everywhere else, yes. And that this allness, the vision of the wholeness, returning to the wholeness, returning to the wholeness through the energy of the heart and the love, that and gratitude was a big thing for me, you know, a big ticket. It was the ticket to return to balance and harmony and joy.
It's an amazing energy. It's an amazing consciousness, divine grace. It's an amazing way. To me, it's a warm blanket of recognition, even when I'm not honoring myself or loving myself enough. I call in the angels of divine grace. Please surround me and help me to be astute enough to know that even though I'm doing a tiny part, and let's face it, Yukia, things that we do, it's not like McDonald's. You don't go order a hamburger, get a hamburger, eat it, and then all of a sudden it's done. There's events that we've been a part of 20 years ago that are just coming out now. And it's not done to jump on Facebook and say, hey, I did this. I mean, a lot of things that are done is done in the dirt and the mud and the gravel, right? And you just, and you come out of it singing and so happy. And
it's very much so. And sometimes through an energy of real, you know, big challenges in terms of how everything came together at the end, you know. But you say it very nicely, because it is the energy that kept me going was divine grace, you know, ended up with divine grace being the compass. It was unwavering. There was, you know, always returning, always being sort of involved in this mantle. You know, I felt that I was involved in the mantle of grace, you know, that no matter what, everything was just perfect. Everything was just perfect, no matter what. Whether I had the financial means, whether I didn't have the financial means, I had a week only with $200, whether, you know, or no money at all, or whether I had accommodation that wasn't up to scratch, or that I was feeling sad and isolated, and you know, divine grace came in at those moments to assist, you know, and then everything was returned to this peace, you know. It's a peace, you know. Yosha, I call him Yosha, because that's how I know him, you know, used to say, it's a peace that surpasses any understanding.
It is.
You know, and it's an inner stillness and silence that even though everything's collapsing around you, you are still in that. You are still in that, and you are embracing that, and you are in gratitude of that.
That tiniest little spark of peace is the only thing that can bust through the stones into liberation.
Yes.
It's the only thing that can liberate your emotional body, your mental body, your physical tiredness, your physical struggle. It is the tiny spark, that blanket of divine grace, and that acceptance of the divine grace. Because I mean, they can wrap their blankets around you, but you have to accept it. When you accept it, that grace, that still moment of where your breath collides and connects with all dimensions and all planes, right back to where you first were, a breath. When that comes together full circle, that's part of your wholeness. That's part of your unification. And that's part of where you can liberate out of any circumstance that you're in and break free.
You break free, and that freedom is a fulfillment of that grace, that freedom also.
For me, instead of saying it's now, it's for me, my expression when I'm in it is, I'm here. I'm here. So we have about 1 minute. So before we take our last break, Yukia, it has been my honor and my pleasure, and the time has gone so fast. And
yeah, very fast.
I would like to say thank you for all the work that you do and are doing and will continue to do. Thank you from my heart and soul for being
thank
here
you,
and doing your work. Thank you, listeners, for listening in. Next week, our live show on the 17th, we'll have Matu Ra, the Raw Authentic Warrior, will be here with us. So you want to tune in for that. When we come back from our break, Yukia is going to bless us and gift us with a beautiful treat to end the show. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
So it will be now a pleasure for me to offer an activation. So just taking a deep breath. Breathing in the emerald energy from Mother Earth. To your feet, to your knees, to your sacral, your womb, your heart, and bringing in the energy of Father Sky, calling in the energy of consciousness, of love and support, and asking our souls to complete the receiving, to surrender, to welcome the stillness and the silence and the emanations that are downpouring as vibrations, receiving them with ease and perfection.
Wala ko la kai ko to la ki ko la ko ra la le kai ko wala ko la ko la yo ko la yo ko la yo ko ra yo ko la yo ko ra na te ra na na ki lo arabo tora ko la yo tora ko la yo kara ko la yo har ma la 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 ko ra
Letting ourselves welcome the breath of the golden violet light into the entire being. Imagining the light pouring into your cells in this deep awakening of the awareness from you, from your soul emerging with alertness, being able to hear, to see, to sense every aspect of the universe that's within you in its most pristine consciousness and innocence. Bringing in the essence of the true self. Now breathing in the energetic vibration that is coming in, which is the golden green color, which is the emerald of the earth, focusing on refreshing the truth of the Creator within and upon the earth. The truth of the Creator within yourself. So these beautiful golden green vibrations allowing you to see the truth with new eyes. With a greater recognition, with a greater reverence, understanding and knowingness, while you're bringing forth the vibrations and the consciousness of that truth for this current time on earth, not only for yourself, but for the globe, as we are in this place of where extreme polarities are converging in a chaotic mode. So bringing in this two energies now, the golden green energy of the emerald, the golden violet purification vibrations of transmutation, and enhancing your sensitivity and ability to witness the truth, to enhance that, allowing that enhancement, that realization of processing the truth of this essence that is vibrating within yourself, allowing it to come to the surface, to bring it into consciousness, enabling you to deepen yourself into the divine starlight that you are. Calling upon the energy of consciousness, of love and support from the angelic realm, from your team, from all your aspects of the self, receiving these energies with ease and grace. And finally, bringing in the third vibration of this energetic that we've been gifted today, the light emanating throughout our being and pouring into the earth, the golden red, symbolizing the embodiment of that essence of truth that has surfaced, that it's been announced, that it's been witnessed within the Creator of who you are. And while those two previous energies that you've received of witnessing the truth, this third vibration holds the complete embodiment, symbolizing that you are the loving witness, the observer as a creator, as well as the abundant truth of the Creator itself that you embody. And both loving witness and abundant truth are akin to lessons, to initiations, to lead to the inner forgiveness for separation, in the collective consciousness and within yourself, and as well as to unity that we are all navigating into. So just taking a deep breath and exhaling into that and welcoming that, all those aspects of the soul into full embodiment, into full grace, into full perfection, opening your hearts and stepping into the quantum sun of your inner truth. And as the light flows over your being, let yourself always repeat the mantra that I am the abundant truth of the universe that I am. Connecting deeply now, contemplating in silence these three vibrations in a threefold flame of unity and three unity, being the witnessed, detached, observing and perceiving, and letting it anchor into Mother Earth and in the physical structure of your vessel and your body, in extreme, in expressing your gratitude for this moment in time where we share this perfect and sacred divine moment together.
With Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit DivineGuidance.Earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.